Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today, I am asking the question about what makes you memorable. Part of what makes you memorable is your style, because we often remember physical things about people. If we meet somebody new and somebody says, what were they like or whatever, often, you know, we might say, we might mention something about their physicality if it is something that is memorable. And so you can actually use your style to become more memorable. What's really interesting, though, it's what makes us different that often makes us more memorable. If we are a clone of everybody else, wearing the same fashion trends, looking exactly the same as everybody else, we stop being memorable. And I was actually reading recently about kintsugi, which is the Japanese art of repairing with gold. So when a piece of pottery breaks, rather than throwing it in the bin, they repair it with either a gold or a silver liquid. And they actually say that the piece becomes more beautiful for having been broken. So we shouldn't dismiss or throw out our own value just because we may think I'm not as young and beautiful as I once was, or I'm somehow broken in some way. I'm not perfect. The reality is we're all humans. None of us are perfect. We are all unique beings. And I think this is something we can take a little bit of that kintsugi and realize that being different, being maybe a little bit broken, maybe a little bit older, maybe there's something about us that we might feel is not good enough. But that's actually what makes us more memorable, more beautiful in many ways. So just because we may be broken in some way, it doesn't matter, because in fact, to repair and renew is the essence of resilience, which should be celebrated. And we want to learn from our negative experience and take the best elements from our life experiences and see how, you know, those flaws actually make us more precious rather than less precious in our lives. So embracing that attitude, kintsugi, embracing the broken, embracing the flaws. I don't think there's anything as a flaw, but embracing what we may not want other people to notice so much actually makes us stronger and more beautiful. So you become more resilient, more unique, and more beautiful as you do embrace those elements of you. You won't realize your full potential until you go through tough times. And this is something that, you know, you read widely. I was, you know, reading 4,000 Weeks the other day, which is a book by, I think his name's Oliver Berkman. And he was saying that, you know, there's so much research that shows that when people have had cancer or something, they actually are happier afterwards if they get through to the other side, because they've learned what they really, really value. And this makes the rest of their lives better. In fact, there has been research that shows that lottery winners are less happy over time versus people who've had accidents or cancer, things like that, often become more happy over time because they have learnt, you know, to become more resilient. They've embraced that broken element and they have turned it into a strength. And we can all do this with our style as well, rather than trying to copy other people or feeling like we are not good enough. And I think this is one of the joys whenever I look at the advanced style women, is that they are embracing their own uniqueness. And that's what makes them memorable and interesting people. You want to, you know, have a chat with them. You want to find out about them because they look really interesting, rather than just blending into some bland background and not standing out, or feeling like because they've hit a certain age or a certain size or anything like that, that they can't dress in a way that embraces who they are, that expresses their personality, and that makes them a more interesting sort of person. So I think it's something to think about when I was just thinking about kintsugi, is how that liquid gold that's poured through the scars, through the cracks, that create beautiful scars rather than needing to hide the scars. It's let's see how we can celebrate our own, you know, interesting lives and our own personalities by finding a style that really expresses who we are and that is different from everybody else's, that, you know, makes us more interesting and more different rather than just trying to blend in a way that makes you bland. So my question to you today is, what is making you more memorable and how can you embrace the parts of you that you may have wanted to hide to actually turn them into your greatest strengths instead of flaws or something that you want to conceal? Something to think about. Thanks so much for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.